Those are the OJs on the love train known as your radio friend. It's 14 minutes before 11 o'clock on your Thank God It's Monday Morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, and he is Dr. Ross Astoria. He's a professor in the Politics, Philosophy, and Law Department at the University of Wisconsin Parkside. Please welcome to WRJN Dr. Ross Astoria. Dr. Ross.
Well, good morning, Glenn. How's it going?
It is going wonderfully. How are you?
I'm all right. I think you're probably as excited about the baseball season as the politics from what I heard from your last guest.
Yes, I'm more excited about the baseball.
It's hard not to be.
You know, obviously, as a professor, there's a historic component in everything that you do and that you teach. It's incredible when you consider how long baseball has been going on and how important it is as a national phenomenon in our country.
Yeah, it's a real long and prestigious tradition. I remember one thing that my professors used to teach me about baseball was about how it was amazing to get, at the beginning of when baseball started 100, 120 years ago, how amazing it was to get so many different ethnic groups in America into the same stadium without having any fights. So some sociologists see baseball through that lens of getting a whole bunch of people together to watch one sport.
Baseball basically started during the Civil War in this country. And there were times where the Union and Confederate soldiers would put down their arms and play ball with each other.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then, of course, it tracks the history of our country so beautifully, including, and most importantly, perhaps, the breaking of the color barrier with Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson, of course, with the Brooklyn Dodgers. That was such a pivotal moment in the history of the country, leading to the Civil Rights Movement. And for Mrs. Jackie Robinson, Rachel Robinson, to be able to attend the ball game that my Tampa Bay Rays played the Cuban national team recently. And, of course, there again, baseball, a huge factor in the news with President Obama there, with Raul Castro. And Jackie Robinson, his first spring training was in Cuba. Can you imagine being Rachel Robinson and having personally witnessed what she has witnessed in her lifetime? This is just incredible.
It's a great advancement there. I didn't know that about the some of that stuff about Jackie Robinson in baseball games.
Well, you see, you're learning something, Professor.
I know.
On this quality radio broadcast.
I'm a greedy professor. I like to learn more than teach.
Really?
Yeah, well, it's one of the reasons I'm a professor. I love learning new stuff and then teaching it.
He is Dr. Ross Astoria. He is a professor at the University of Wisconsin Parkside in the Politics, Philosophy, and Law Department at UW Parkside. You talk about history. We are literally seeing the most amazing history being written in our state right now. If anybody would have told you, Dr. Astoria, that 6 months ago, that we would be looking at a tightly contested race between Bernie Sanders, the Democrat socialist, Hillary Clinton on the Democrat side, and Ted Cruz and Donald Trump in Wisconsin on the Republican side, what would you have given the odds on that?
Oh, very, very small. I think you're right that we're seeing something that hasn't been seen in quite a while. As some people like to say, it looks like we're trying to do something new, but we don't know exactly what that thing should be. So the quote-unquote establishment candidates are, I think they'll come through, but or at least on the Democratic side, but they're struggling much more harder than a lot of people suspected they would.
Even just a few months ago, to think that Governor Walker, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, would it be endorsing Ted Cruz? Not in a million years. They hate that guy.
Yes. That's how I understand it, too. I don't know. You want to talk about the Republican side or the Democrat side first? Republican side's shaping up kind of interesting.
You're my guest. Guest, go first.
A brokered convention.
Well, they say that it won't be brokered, but that it will be a contested convention.
Contested rather than brokered. Yeah, right now, I was just reading over some of the latest polls last night, and especially with Trump predicted to not win a good portion of Wisconsin. It looks like he's going to come short of the necessary pledged delegates for the to win the convention, and that throws everything open to a lot of different possibilities.
Well, there, of course, the Republicans are having their convention in Cleveland this summer. Do you understand? I know that Wisconsin is considered, at least on the Republican side, a winner-take-all state tomorrow. But I understand that there's some provision that even if, let's say, Ted Cruz wins the popular vote, that there's some way that both Trump and Ohio Governor John Kasich could get some delegates. Do you understand how that works?
Yeah, my understanding, well, there's one thing that happens is every state kind of does their convention differently. So some of the delegates for the Republican side will be pledged just for the first round of voting at the convention. And then after that, they're free to vote whichever way they want. And so it looks to me there's a lot of backroom maneuvering by Cruz and Kasich to talk to those delegates from the state who are pledged and who aren't pledged, try to get them to flip from their Trump vote after the first ballot.
He is Dr. Ross Astoria. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN. So obviously you're dealing with college students at UW Parkside. What are you seeing? Mostly, of course, liberal. Not all, but there, obviously on most college campuses you have a predominant influence of liberal philosophy. What are you seeing amongst your students? Are they leaning more towards Hillary or towards Bernie?
One thing about UW Parkside is we probably have a more diverse campus than most institutions. So we have a lot of non-traditionally aged students. We have a lot of students with what you might consider slightly underprepared, differently prepared. And I think you're right, it probably swings a little bit more liberal. But I think we probably have a fairly unproportionate number of conservatives on campus, which is really nice to work with. The liberals I'm feeling in my classroom are mostly Bernie supporters, and that comports with this trend of younger folks supporting Bernie over Hillary.
Can you imagine being Hillary Clinton? First of all, she was supposed to have a gimme in 2008, and then here comes this guy, Barack Obama, from Chicago. And now this was supposed to be the ultimate gimme. All she was running against, basically, was Bernie Sanders and a couple of Democratic politicians that nobody ever heard of. And now, again, she is facing an uphill battle to win the nomination at this point. And you can tell the pressure's getting to her. Did you see the video of her sticking the finger in that Greenpeace volunteer's face the other day?
I did not.
Oh,
but,
yeah, you got to see that.
I can imagine the stress is a little intense, maybe even more so than your typical campaign. So what happened at this event? Someone asked her about fracking, I imagine, and she didn't take it well?
Well, she was asked about taking money from the fossil fuel industry, and she really was offended by the suggestion because the money that has come from the fossil fuel industry into Hillary's campaign has come from either people contributing as employees of companies that are, for example, oil producers, or into the super PAC that supports Hillary. And so Hillary says that Bernie's lying about it. Bernie now is asking for an apology for being accused of lying. It's getting pretty heated. It's getting as heated almost in the Democratic side as the Republicans. But who do you like tomorrow? If you had to predict,
Who do you like? Oh, yes, I listened to your previous speaker, and I think you and he are both right. Bernie will win the majority of votes on the Democratic side, but I don't know if it's going to be enough to get enough delegates. I was just reading last night at 5:38. In order for Bernie to stay on track to win the number of delegates he needs for the Democratic nomination, he needs to win by like 16 percentage points. So he needs to take. So that's a lot. And he needs to continue that sort of rate through California and Washington. So I think he'll win, but he won't quite get there. And then the calculus here for Bernie is, at what point does he say, look, I'm not going to win it. I think we did some good work here. And I think he's of the mind that a Hillary presidency is superior to a Cruz or Kasich or Trump presidency. So the question then for Bernie is, what's he going to do to help Hillary, if he's going to help Hillary at all?
He's Dr. Ross Astoria. He's a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Parkside in the Politics, Philosophy, and Law Department. Now, we were talking about all the machinations for the primary, but you guys are hosting an event in Racine tonight, prepping for the primaries. Why don't you tell the beautiful humans what's going to be happening at the Racine Public Library tonight?
Yeah, so tonight is the second of two events on prepping the primaries, and what UW-Parkside is doing is we're having some of our professors meet at the libraries, and the professors are going to do short 10 to 12 minute talks on various aspects of the primaries, and then there's going to be a community discussion. We did this about a month ago at the end of February, and it was really nice, and we're going to, I think we'll have a real nice event tonight. So three professors will be there, and one is Dr. Frizzell, and he's going to be able to take the latest polling results, even from this afternoon, and then put those into his machine, and it'll tell us what he thinks is going to happen, not just in Wisconsin, but for the rest of the primaries. I think Dr. Correa is going to speak about the role of immigration in voting, and then Dr. Hudspeth is going to talk about political ethics. So that event starts at 6:30, and it's going to end up at 8 or so, and it's at the Racine Public Library.
He's Dr. Ross Astoria. He's a professor in the Politics, Philosophy, and Law Department at UW-Parkside. He holds a JD and a PhD from the University of California, Berkeley. Okay, so more liberal, Berkeley or Parkside?
Berkeley? That was a fake question, Glenn.
Well, it wasn't fake. It was a little tongue-in-cheek, I will give you that. So you,
the People's Republic of Berkeley.
Yeah, and how long were you out there?
Let's see, from 2002 to 2010.
And why would you go from California to Wisconsin? I came from Florida to Wisconsin, back to Wisconsin. Why would you go from the beautiful Northern California area there to beautiful Milwaukee, Wisconsin?
I like working at UW-Parkside a lot, but you also go where the jobs are. So the year I graduated in 2010, there were probably 5, maybe 10 jobs in the country that for which I fit the job description. And as you know, that was the downturn in the economy too. So it was a rough year to be looking for a job.
Where are you from originally?
I grew up in Tennessee, a place called Oak Ridge. Did some undergraduate studies at Virginia Tech, and then some other studies at Arizona State University, and then to California.
All right, Titans fan or Packers fan?
Oh, you know, I don't watch I'm such a big baseball fan, Glenn, I don't watch the football very much. So I'm a neutral on the football side.
All right, so who are you liking the baseball?
Oh, the Giants and the A's.
Of course.
The Bay Area baseball teams.
And the San Francisco Giants are opening up today at Miller Park against the Brewers. You going to go?
I know, I'm very excited.
Are you going?
I can't make it. No, I'm teaching class at 2.
Which class are you teaching at 2 o'clock?
Today is Civil Liberties, and we're going to be looking at Buckley v. Vallejo, which is the first kind of campaign finance case. And so what we're doing in this class is we're building up towards Citizens United and some of the other attempts to keep money in or out of politics.
And I'm sure that the kids have no idea what Citizens United is, but you're going to teach them.
Yep, they'll learn. I find whatever their political leanings at the beginning of this section of the class, they tend to drift towards finding some way to, I don't know if it's restrict money or at least minimize the influence of big money on the decisions we have to make. And I guess you can see some of that frustration with the story you told about the Greenpeace activists and Hillary Clinton, right?
That's exactly
so
right.
So I'm pretty confident that Hillary Clinton has a commitment to meet global warming pledges and reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but there she is. She's in a system that requires her to take donations.
Well, he is San Francisco Giants and Oakland A's fan and professor in the politics, philosophy, and law department, Dr. Ross Astori. Thanks for the time this morning.
All right, Glenn.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.
WRJN covers the world at 1101.
High Court on voting districts, crash detectives at work. I'm Chaz Henry. The Supreme Court has rejected a measure.